runs this nation, and we empower the people who are in leadership, and they should care more about the outcome of us. It is. And I understand the demographics about war. I understand that war, you make money off war. I got it. That's been a history. That's a history lesson. Okay. But my thing is, we don't have a war in this United States if we're not careful. Okay.
Well, just to address a couple of things that you said, about promises being broken, that were campaign promises. I agree that there were some things that he wanted to do that he couldn't do. And the big reason for that is because in order for the president to get his agenda passed, he has to have a majority of votes in the House and majority in the Senate to pass what he wants passed. Right now you have a majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives. And then on the Senate side, you only have one tie-breaking vote that really gives the Democrats, the majority. So, in that particular sense, if you've got Republicans who are not willing to work for the people to pass legislation that will benefit all of us, which I agree is what politicians should be doing, Dr. Sams, then what you're going to have is what we've been getting. You've got a president with awesome ideas for being a blessing to the entire country. Everybody in it, whether you like him or not, whether you vote for him or not, but you have a group of people because of their political agenda who decided, no, we're not going to do that. Case in point is the very thing that you're talking about. They finally all came together, and this was the Republicans starting it, wanting to do something about the so-called crisis at the border with immigration. The Republicans were the ones who said, we are not going to give any more money to Ukraine. We're not going to give any money to Israel until you fix this. The Democrats agreed to those particular terms. And then Trump told the Republicans, no, I don't want Biden to win on this issue. I want to run on this issue. So kill the bill. And that's exactly what happened.
They killed the bill for a different reason, Ann.
Nope.
No, they did not.
No, she, nope, nope, you're wrong, Mike.
Because of the pork.
Continue, Ann. No, you're wrong, Mike.
It's the same. The no, pork that you're wrong. Talking about, the Republicans agreed to it.
They did.
Everything was a done deal until Trump said no. So yes, was there stuff in there besides immigration? Like I said, they were talking about giving money to Ukraine. They were talking about giving money to Israel. All of that was agreed to. We will do what you want on the border. Give us the money. Or rather, we want to donate money to Israel and Ukraine in their war effort. That was the compromise that both sides agreed to. It was a done deal. Trump says, no, I don't want that bill to pass. And so the Republicans torpedoed their own bill. They were the ones who put it forth and they torpedoed it. They're the ones who decided we're just going to let the problem ride out so that Trump can use it as a campaign issue. Now, to talk about immigration. Immigration, in my opinion, has been the same in this country since so-called discovery by Columbus. You have had an influx of people, whether by choice or by force, coming into this land and displacing its rightful inhabitants by force, by choice, whichever way you got here. And this so-called problem that we have right now has been going on ever since we got here. Read your history books. We did it when people were coming over in droves, and we were asking them to come, but then when more people came than we wanted to be here, we got mad. We got mad at the indentured servants. We got mad at the Irish Americans. For a very long time, they were seen as kind of the bane of the Northeastern society too. Then you are upset with the black people who are here who were bought by force and saying, go back to where you came from. First of all, it wasn't our choice to get here.
Amen.
So this particular problem, that we have has been going on since we so-called landed here. I don't think of my ancestors as landing here because they wanted to be here, but because they were forced to be here. And we have had people, especially the people who decided this is their country and nobody else's country, never mind that they committed genocide to get the country by spreading smallpox and killing off 90% of the Native American people who lived here. So all of that aside, them claiming this is their land and this is their country and nobody who looks like them, it's a problem when all of them want to get here. I personally don't live in a border state. So I haven't seen with my own eyes the people coming into the city, the people who need help. But what I do know is before they got here, before all these people who are getting this so-called, you know, help that we don't give the people at home, there were people here who needed help. There were children who needed medical care. There were children who needed to have food. There were homeless people who were having difficulties. There were people whose rent was going up astronomically, and you still had these same people who are running Congress right now, primarily the Republican Party, because they're the ones in control, who don't want to help them. They didn't want to help their own people before the immigrants got here. They don't want to help their mm-hmm. own people now. Why? Because that is who they are. These are some selfish people. They do not have the love of Christ in them, even though they claim to be evangelicals. Because the Lord tells you that when you do something to the least of these, you do it to me. So when you don't take care of the immigrant, which the Bible, by the way, tells you to do, you're doing that to Jesus. When you don't want to feed people who are hungry, you're doing that to Jesus. When you don't want to help people who are homeless, you're doing that to Jesus. And so all of these hypocritical, lying, so-called saints, as they claim to be, they're fake Christians. Mm-hmm. They do not have the love of Jesus Christ in them, and they wouldn't help these people even if they were their own citizens, not folks just coming over the border.
Preach, so sister.
That's my issue with them.
Go ahead and preach. And you know what? And a couple of things that you said were right on point. And Mike and Dr. Sims, like you say, Mike, all the time, I will defend your right to be wrong. And let me tell you something. And I'm going to share you with you why. Because Ann just laid it out for you guys perfectly. Now, I'm not sure. Now, I know you guys are very well read. I know you pay attention to what's going on. Not like a lot of people, they come home after hard day's work and kick off the shoes, eat dinner, go to bed. They'll turn on some comedy show or they might even listen to some of our music or whatever it is. Or anything, right? And they don't pay attention to what's happening. And Ann is 100% correct. And I would love for you guys to fact check me, if you will. The economy has historically done better under Democrats. We can go back. Let's go. I'm not going to go all the way back, but let's start with Bill Clinton. During his period of time, okay, and for what he had to work with, he had a surplus. Check it out. Under President Barack Obama, when he took over that mess, I'm talking about that mess in 2008 that George Bush left. He had to shovel the stuff off the steps before he can come home. I'm serious about that. The stock market had dropped in. Let me finish. Yes. The stock market had dropped in half. Unemployment was through the roof. Okay. I mean, inflation. He came in and I don't care what you think about Barack Obama, but he's going to go down as one of the greatest presidents ever, because I'm going to tell you what. He cleaned up an entire mess. When he came in, the stock market was in single digits. I mean, it was below 10,000. When he left, it was upwards going on 19,000, and Trump rode that wave. You hear me out? I'm telling you right now. Employment was down. Unemployment was down. Employment was up. And you had people on both sides, black and white, that hated President Obama. You had white people didn't like him because he was black. You had black people that didn't like him because you are not doing enough for us. When he came in there, he says, I'm a president for all people. All people. All right? Check that out. And so the thing about it, again, please pay attention to what I'm saying. When Trump left the White House, inflation was already on the way up because of supply chain issues, sanctions that he put on all of these countries. I'm not saying they didn't deserve sanctions, but all of that hurt. Remember when they didn't even have baby diapers. They were running out of baby diapers when he was formula. In the White House. A baby formula when he was in the White House. A paper goods when he was in the White House. And one thing that really burns me about this clown is that he will never take credit or take credit for something that went wrong. And he said it. Okay. But he will take credit for anything that's going right, whether he had anything to do with it or not. And I'm going to tell you.
He's a politician.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. But again, it's not a both sides issues to me, because if you listen to Ann, the Republicans and the Democrats and the Republicans started, they said, we need to do something about this bill. And they made an agreement. Mike, Dr. Demery, you know, there was a time, and I'm talking to the guys right now, because there was a time, I guess women used to do it too, but more or less with men. We didn't have to have a piece of paper. We would shake our hands. It was a contract. If I shook your hand and said, I want to do this, okay, we had an agreement. Okay, now these clowns out here now, you can have all the contracts in the world, and they will still go against it. Okay, but the point is, just like Ann said, Republicans and Democrats, okay, came together. And in the Congress, I believe it was Senator Lankford, which was a Republican. And I forgot who worked with him on the other side there. It'll come to me in a minute. However, they came together, and they had an agreement. We're going to fix this border. We're going to fix this border. I'm saying, yeah, this is one time Republicans and Democrats are working together. Okay? Yeah, they had pork in it, Mike. Yes, they do. That's how they get things done in Congress, because they know if they don't throw the pork in there, that what they want will never be addressed. If Biden right now, let me finish, Mike. Let me finish. Please. Let me finish. Biden can, with the stroke of a pen, do something about the border right now. But do you think anything about Ukraine will get passed after that? No. Republicans are not going to do it. They will not do it. They would rather hand Ukraine over to Russia, and you're going to have a domino effect. That is a problem. We talk about the money that's going over on there. Okay. You're going to have a problem. Let Russia take over Ukraine. Okay. Let him do that. He also wants to pull out of NATO. Okay. We wouldn't have a problem with Iran right now if he didn't back out of that Iranian nuclear deal. This guy has not. Look, like I said, unemployment wasn't as low under him as it is with Biden right now. Okay. The job market wasn't as healthy under him as it is right now. I promise you that. Look it up. Check it out. Okay. He did nothing but lower the taxes for the wealthy. Okay. And he signed some prison reform bill that didn't really do anything or whatever it is. And if any, and I'm going to say, especially a woman that is going to vote for this clown, that before he became president, talking about grabbing women by their genitals, that has been found guilty. Okay. Not just charged, found guilty of molesting a woman that he had to pay 83 plus five. Good Lord. That's 88 million. He had to get a bond out there on that. I think that's going up about $90 million. Okay.
And Bill Clinton never did anything.
Right. Mike, I'm not talking about Bill Clinton. I'm talking about. No, we can talk about Bill Clinton on a separate matter, because see, this is what happens. Okay. This is what happens sometime. It's like, well, what about this? What about that? Let's talk about the issue at hand. We're talking about the issue at hand, and the issue at hand is not Bill Clinton. He's not running for president. This is the most important race that we've ever faced right here. We're talking about Biden. We're talking about Trump. We're talking about our current progress. I'm not talking about Bill Clinton. He was impeached, wasn't he? He was impeached. Now, he wasn't convicted in the Senate, but he was impeached for that. But I tell you something else. When you start talking about the economy, he had one of the best economies ever, in an incredible economy ever to face this nation historically in this world. So let's get back to the subject at hand, okay? I'm talking about Trump. I'm talking about Biden. If you want to talk about Clinton, when you get the floor, you can talk about Clinton. Then you talk about it when you get a chance. I'm not talking about Clinton, because he's irrelevant right now. I'm talking about a man that talked about grabbing women by their genitals, some that has just been convicted of rape. Clinton was never convicted of it. He was convicted of it and got to pay over $88 million for it. Let's talk about the man that is says responsible for taking women's rights away from them. Okay, let's talk about that. Okay, so, and you know that who he caters to dictators. So, if that's your choice, I'm not saying it is, then that's your choice. But let's stick to the subject at hand. Right now, this man, his own niece, who's a clinical, certified clinical doctor of psychology, okay, said the man is cuckoo. I think she knows him better than we do. Okay, Dr. Demery, your take. Dr. Demery? Okay. All right, Ann.
Well.
Then we go to Dr. Simpson, Mike.
Go ahead, Ann. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Dr. Demery. I was just talking because you weren't.
Dr. Demery, did I say anything that was wrong?
No, I'm going to take this. I really understand. I really do. I understand where Mike is coming from. I understand where Dr. Sims is coming from. I really do.
Okay.
And I think Ann posed a very good line of information and facts. And I really do understand where William's coming from. I really do. And the point for me is this, and then Ann, you can go ahead and comment. I think that, yes, there is, and Mike is right, and Dr. Sims is right, there's corruption on all sides, and we can look at,
thank you,
you know, the eschatological process that Dr. Sims is talking about, and you can get discouraged, and you can get sad, and you can get angry, and all of that. And I believe me, I really do understand what that is all about. But mm-hmm. when it comes down to it, when the rubber hits the road, as William, I think, so adequately pointed out, is that it's a term and a time where you're going to have to decide between, I mean, and it's just what it's coming down to. Right. You're going to have to decide between Trump or Biden, because it looks like Trump is more likely, I mean, pretty much a done deal that he's going to win the nomination. We're going to have to decide between him and Biden. And as has been talked about, lay out all the information, all the bad Democrats, lay out all the bad Republicans. When it comes down to these two individuals that we're going to have to choose from. And like Dr. Sim said, you have the freedom to choose who you want to choose. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's going to come down to. Yeah. But when you make that decision, realize that you're making a decision for the next 4 years. The next 4 years. Biden has a track record. Yeah, he ain't right. He stutters. He, you know, has problems speaking and all of that. But the issue comes down to who are you going to vote for? You got to vote for either Biden, or you're going to have to vote, or you can just not vote at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Dr. Dimmer, before you go on, let me ask you a question. Have you heard Trump speak lately? He can't finish a word. He spouts out things it's a whole different, language. I'm serious. Yeah. So, you know, what I'm saying is, let's be fair. Yeah, Biden stumbles, but also, you know, Biden, stammers. He's had a history of stammering and it's gotten much, much, much better. When he was a lot younger, man, he was stammering. It is a condition that he has, but I tell you something else. Trump cannot, he makes up words that you don't even understand anymore. And he would start talking about Cricket Joe Biden, then he'll switch over to space lasers and bing, bong, boom, and start doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, just really, and you know, and his base. The greatest ever. Are you serious right now? Come on, man, give me a break. I mean, look, I know what I'm looking at. I don't know what show you guys are looking at, but the one that I look at, you're looking at a bumbling idiot that's in it for himself. And let's not think about this. First time in the United States history, we talk about other countries being corrupt and they would elect someone who's committed crimes before and they're just the most corrupt. This man is facing 91 charges. 91 charges. And how in the world, in our moralistic selves and view, say, yeah, he's our man? Good Lord. So that means that Charles Manson can come out of prison and run for president. I mean, where does it stop? When did we go away from not only a God-believing society, a spiritual society, and you even have churches backing this man that is convicted of rape? Are you serious right now? Yeah, I'm passionate about it. And yes, you're right. You have the right to vote for whoever you are. You vote for the lesser two evils, or you vote for a fool. I mean, it's just that, in my opinion, that's just it.
It is what it is.
Well, okay. Don't vote at all. That doesn't help anybody either. But what I'm saying is,
I'm looking at my children
and I'm looking at my grandchildren's future, because I'm telling you right now, this Trump character has no agenda. At least Biden has a plan. And I'm going to tell you something else that you guys may not be aware of. He passed his CHIPS Act. He's for labor unions. As a matter of fact, I got a clip I could pull up where Trump posted this fake rally of the auto plant and paid them to show up as auto union workers, and they were not. That is proven right now. Okay. Matter of fact, he held it at a plant which was a non-union plant. Look it up. So if this man is genuine, why do you have to fake the funk? Why do you have to fake yourself through this? Come on. Be honest with the people. And this guy doesn't have an honest bone in his life. And the thing about it is, now he got his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, that has been, I don't know if she's been put on the board or she's the chairman of the Republican Party right now, the GNC. What is it? Is it the GN what? What are they? Whatever they are. And she came on TV saying, we want all the money that we raise. Forget about the Congress people that's running. Forget about the senators that's running. All the money that we raise to go to Trump. That sounds like some Putin stuff to me. Well, are you serious right now?
Let me finish saying what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dr. Demery.
But I want to finish this by saying, I think, and Ann, I want to hear Ann's comment, or either Dr. Sim's comment. Here is the issue. One of the things I try to do as a pastor, to be true and honest to my people, but not only that, I have to answer to God.
That's right.
And one day I'm going to die. And I want to stand before God, the Almighty, and God says, well, you did this, didn't you? How come you did that? I have to be able to show a justification for that. That's why I will not let a politician come and speak in my church. No way. I don't care how much influence they have. I don't care how much money they're going to give me. And Lord knows my poor church needs some money. I am not going to let them come and bring a political agenda, whether it be Democrat or Republican. I will not let them come and speak. Now, if they want to come to the church and worship, sure, they can do that. If they want to get up and speak, they can do that, but not politics. They are not going to speak politics. And I firmly believe in the separation of church and state. And that's one of the main problems we have with these Christian nationalists. And I can speak to them. And Ann touched on it. They are not Christians. They are a cult. I am firmly believe in that. And I stand by that. They are not part of the faith community that we call Christians. That's all I wanted to say.
Can I talk now? Hello. Well, I'm gonna say something, and I listen to everybody. I think when I ended my statement, I said I'm in deep prayer right now, because this election is no joke, and I think what is happening too, because everybody has and Dr. Dimmer, you said it as well just a moment ago, we have a right to our thoughts, you know, because I'm weary about this, as I said it before. It's really troubling my spirit. And I am a strong believer in prayer, and I am on my face before God about this matter, because it's a very important time in light of, I believe, at this season in my life that I'm really paying more attention to things, to life. I'm paying more attention to how people are treated. I'm paying more attention, not just to the politicians. I'm talking about in some of our churches or in our homes. I'm paying attention to the point that, and Dr. Dimmer, you said it, you know, one day you're going to die. Yeah. If we don't get caught up in the rapture, I'll say it like that too. But it's important that the word of God says, men's hearts are deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? They can put on a good face in front of you, but who can know it? God knows the intent of the heart. He's got that down. But I'm asking him, Lord, who do I trust? When he tells me, in essence, in the word, he says, don't put confidence in flesh, because what it's doing to me right now, I'm really preaching to myself, because what it's doing to me right now, it's making me feel very uneasy. And I don't like this place. This is a place I have not been when it comes to politician. But my concern is, and I know, Ann, you said it, there's been an influx, there's been a, always somebody coming over the border. I'm aware of that. And they've showed people coming over the border, but I believe not in this magnitude. And that's why I'm having a great concern. The magnitude is fierce, to the point where on one incident, as the camera was out there, all you saw were men. And even the governors are saying, these look like military men coming over from different continents. What is the agenda? So I'm concerned, because something is about to take place. It is what it is, folks. And we've got to be spiritually aware of what's going on. And I will not be blinded by this. And families are tearing at each other in regards to what's going on. I mean, we're dialoguing, but you literally have families that are separating over these matters. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Dimmer, I thank you for coming back and speaking the way you did, because sometimes we'll get angry and it's out of concern, and I understand that, but we have to also realize that, you know, they have a choice. And I'm the kind of person, I do vote. I'm not going to have somebody walk up to me and I'm sharing my opinion and say, well, did you vote? Because I'm the kind of person that if you didn't vote, then we don't need to talk, because you didn't vote.
Right. Okay.
So
right.
What are we going to talk about? And so I'm an avid voter. In fact, I will work the polls. And mm-hmm. So my thing is this, is that there should be more of a concern. I can't rely on past history today, because I'm looking at what's going on today. I'm a right now girl, okay? And it's very serious. People are dying everywhere. I mean, it's serious to the point where they're shooting up. People just had another mass shooting. And the crime rate is going up higher and higher and higher. Cars are being stolen, broken into stores. I mean, it's just a travesty. And I'm really paying attention to the timing of all of this. And it makes sense to me in that arena, because you get more people that come over, and you have people that come over, don't have any place to go, you know? And it's like, they have no lodging for them. What are they doing? Now the immigrants are complaining about the meals that they're getting. They're complaining about, they have to sleep on the streets. They're complaining about all of this. And I'm heartbroken at their complaints, because my thing is this, and I said this to my daughter, you came over here. Okay, well, go back home then. My thing, and that was not right for me, but that's the way I was feeling. Unappreciative a group of people. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying all of them. But there was a few that comes over. They tyrants. Okay, it is what it is. And they're complaining. And I'm like, you know, give me a break. You know, you sleeping on the streets over here, what were you doing when you came from your homes? Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you just drop your homes, leave your homes empty and come over here? Because you heard that the United States, it's a melting pot. Of course it is. But they're giving away money. They're giving away lodging. Anybody would run to that, that are less fortunate in other areas. But my thing is the intent. It's mm-hmm. the intent, the reason, the motive. And then I see the escalation of crime. I'm looking at all of this. I'm like, and I'm a time conscious individual. And I'm not saying that, you know, because we want to say it's all one culture. It's not. It's a multiple culture that has migrated here. In fact, they gave a statistic, and I wish I had it. I just got it yesterday, and they said how many Haitians has crossed over, how many, you know, Hispanics, and how many from other Asians crossed over. And so they gave us statistics, and I wanted to know how they got the statistics, because they wouldn't count nobody at the border, okay? This is what I'm saying. You're giving statistics on stuff. How are you monitoring when they're flooding in, okay? Then you have children coming over without parents. My heart is aching for this situation. And we cannot deny, and I'm with you on this. You said a mouthful. Yes, they're coming over. They always have been. But I believe in this sensitivity time, not in the magnitude that they are now, to the point where governors of their various states have to put a blockade up because they're overwhelmed with the people and have no place for them to go. But my thing, and I'll end it with this, I have praying to do, and that's what I'm doing because I have to, because I'm a voter, and whatever, and I'm at this persuasion. We can bring all the statistics. We can bring all the history, but I know there's a lot of lying on both sides. I don't care what nobody says. Mm-hmm. And my thing is this, I have to depend on God today about mm-hmm. my voting. We can argue back and forth. We can mm-hmm. say who did this and who didn't do this. Comparisons is through history time. We can't just make it, well, I'm just going to put this one on the pedestal today. Go, just look through history, and guess what? You're going to find your answer, and then you decide who you choose. But my thing is, and I, like I said, I thank Dr. Demery for coming back. Yeah, they have a right to decide. And all of us are passionate. I'm very passionate. Today, I'm so passionate to the point where, and I just literally, sorry, I cried over this. And I cannot, because I am concerned about what's getting ready to take place. And it's in the air. It is in the air, and you cannot deny it. You cannot. Is an agenda. There's a great agenda that's going to be mapped out. And I'm telling you, and I just believe that we have to get it together. First, we have to get unified among ourselves. It's ridiculous, the mm-hmm. separations that are among ourselves. It's ridiculous. We've been it against each other for years.
I agree.
And really, it may have dulled down, but it's getting worse now, mm-hmm. even today. It's ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous. So it's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on, and they're causing delusional mm-hmm. pictures that you don't know what to believe. I mean, it's amazing. If you don't have a God to go to, get a rationale. You get cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs trying to figure this out.
I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Sims. I could not agree with you more. And see, we have to understand why is this happening. And I'm sorry because that it's affecting you this way, because I can understand and I believe, and I know that you're a passionate woman. And Mike is also very passionate. I appreciate both of your arguments. I do. I understand. Now, what I'm going to suggest, because I can't go to Mike and says, Mike, cause see, the thing about Mike, I don't know who Mike's going to vote for, because he doesn't tell you anyway. And that's okay. And you know, and that's his business.
I'm an open book.
Okay. Same with Dr. Sims. Okay. Whoever you vote for, you look. Shame on me or anyone else that says you have no right to vote that way. Who in the am I to say who you should vote for? You pay your bills. You are grown men and women. You have your own mind. Okay. And you do what you feel is best for you. And the thing about it, I'm not angry about what we're talking about today. I'm angry that there's so much disinformation that's being put out, and you really have to fact check the fact checker. And you're right, Dr. Sims. There's so much information out here, and it's done by design. And it's done in a way to manipulate, divide, and conquer. Because, see, white people, black people, Chinese people, Asian, whoever you are, Muslim, Jews, we have no business fighting against one another, because what's happening right now, the enemy has done his business, because he wants us to be divided. He wants us fighting, because see, there are too many of us versus them. Because folks, realize who the enemy is. We're talking about that 5%er, 5% and up, the billionaires. Okay. And who knows where someone might reach a trillion, whatever it is. They want things in chaos because it's never going to touch them. It's never going to. We can have rioting in every city of this country, but it's never going to touch them, because they'll go up in their high heels with all the amenities that they ever wanted. Okay, they can import whatever they need and let us kill each other down here. That has been historically true, and even more so now, with the advent of social media, AI, and so many things that do a lot of good, but also cause a lot of destruction. My thing is, why don't we, because all of us are serious about this, and hey, Howard Harris, how are you? Hey, Howard Harris, oh my God. We had Howard and Lady Jinder on the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast show. Hey, Howard, I love you and Lady Jinder, because not only do you listen to our music shows, you guys listen to everything. We appreciate your support. Thank you. I really appreciate that. So it's 007. She's always there. So many other people. But the point is, then why don't we start paying attention and maybe even keep a score, okay? Why don't we do our own history here? What about the job market right now? Has the job market fared better under which administration? Pick one. Okay. How about inflation? Okay. Like I said, you go back to President Obama, and I remember when the stock market started dropping and clients who were in unprotected accounts, because you know, you guys already know my background, financial advisor, former stockbroker, insurance agent, blah, blah, blah. And I saw people who were unprotected lose their shirts. I had a boss or a supervisor. I don't like the word boss unless it's me. But anyway, I'm teasing. But anyway.
No, he's not.
Well, a little bit. Okay. The thing about it was, he was a jerk too. But anyway, as smart as he was, he had $1 million in his 401k. Okay. He only came to me, I was one of his partners, for advice after he lost half of it.
Oh no.
Half of it, $500,000. Now to some of you guys on the panel, that may not mean much, right? But to me.
Don't even say it.
Dr. Dimmer, I know you're sitting on a sack of cash.
Pocket change.
But the point is, then he started sending his agents to me. Now, he was a senior partner. I'm a partner. Okay. But I was the only one in that office that had the experience that I did in the markets. You know, all of those other cats who got that, they got it after they came there, but I came in with that experience. And so, it took him 5 years. Okay. After following my advice, but he got it all back. He got it all back. But the point that I'm getting is, let's do the facts. Who operated better? The market back then, like I said, was 9,000. When Obama left, it was 19,000 almost, okay? Mm-hmm. Look at who's passing meaningful bills. Again, it takes three parts of the government to do that. Number one, you got to have the House. You got to have the Senate. Then you have to have the White House to do that. Those three branches. It's not all on the White House, Dr. Sims. It's the House, the Senate, and the White House. The White House can't get anything done. Biden cannot get anything done without the House or the Senate. Even if he passed something to address the border, he's still limited in the scope. That's why when they passed that bill in the Senate and the House struck it down, said, wait a minute, hold it. I thought you guys wanted something done about the border. Okay, Mike, I understand. They threw all that pork in it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you wanted a bill done at the border? It was the most comprehensive bill they ever even presented. Okay? But you have to understand this too. I'll guarantee you, if Trump gets back in that White House, they'll pass it then if the Republicans still have the majority in the Congress. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because who is he? He's a private citizen right now. Who is he to tell the Congress and the Senate what they should do? And why are these clowns such lackeys to follow him? That's why if you look at the approval rating of the Congress, it's probably lower than Trump's and Biden's right now because they do nothing. They're making $178,000 a year. And I think they're looking for a raise.
That's awful. And look at
they just came back off of a 2-week vacation. Didn't they have another vacation back in December?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Oh, but they're working for us.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? Mike, I understand your frustration. Well, all I'm trying to say, my friend.
Oh, I am frustrated. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you. And so, Dr. Sims, I don't blame you either. But you really have to look at the facts. And you have to look at who has the majority. The majority rules, folks, in this situation. And the Republicans have the majority.
I think they just need to consult the people. That's what I think.
They're not listening to the people.
I don't care. I think they need to. And one of the things I'm sorry, William, for cutting in. But
no, go ahead.
One of the things I said on Thursday, when you keep your mouth shut,
mm-hmm.
and you don't share your voice, then they could do just about anything they want to do.
That's right.
When the people speak up, okay, because it's us that we're being governed by these laws and these rules. And statistically, if you just look at history, most of us been fanned asleep from a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
Or been fanned asleep. And now because we are waking up, then guess what? People are questioning things. I too question, as we say, we all looking at things. And I know you're talking about fact check and looking at, statics and I'm one for ledgers. I'm one for numbers. But I'm looking at your crazy life. Okay. My thing is your character. All right.
Okay.
Can I trust that when it comes to my life, my children's life, my grandbabies, my great grandbabies? Can I trust that?
Mm-hmm.
Because your character, most of them, it stinks. Mm-hmm. It stinks.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the, you can look at the presidential race. And you take Biden's character, you take Trump's character. There's no comparison. Now, they're trying to impeach it. Mike, I know you're getting ready to say something, but guess what? When's the last time? Hold it, brother. When's the last time that Biden has been charged with, has 91 charges? When's the last time he got convicted? I'm not talking about charged, but convicted of rape and got paid $90 million. When's the last time that Biden lost in New York for inflating his properties? Now, nobody can argue this. If you lie to the banks and to the insurance companies about you got these many billions of dollars, or this apartment is 30,000 square feet when it's only 10, okay? And you turn around, women, hold it.
Who's the victim?
Well, the people are. How? Who's the victim?
Who lost money?
Who lost money? The insurance company lost money.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. The banks did. Yes, they did. But Mike, I think money is my wheelhouse. But let me tell you why. Because the bank would have charged him a higher interest rate. I work for insurance companies, so I know.
Did they get repaid, William?
Not what they would deserve.
With interest.
Not according to the graph, Mike. No.
The banks actually defended Trump.
What?
The banks that he borrowed money from defended him in court.
Well, how did he lose?
No harm here.
How did he lose then? No, the fans are the ones that brought the charges, Mike. Brother, please stay off of Fox News. Please. Don't do that.
No, Mike.
Look, bro. Fact check me if you will. But I'm telling you facts. Mike, you cannot do that. That's illegal. That's illegal. What he did, you can't inflate it and then turn around and deflate it for tax purposes. Mike, he did both of those things. Mike.
Policies and practices don't say it's not going on all the time.
Mike, we're not talking about all Mike.
Nobody was damaged.
Yes, they were. Mike, that's disingenuous, brother. That's wrong.
Who was damaged? Tell me their name.
The banks that he got his money from, and also the insurance companies that insured him. Mike, hold it, brother. All right. Put it to me this way.
Well, you're saying things that aren't true.
No, brother. I'm telling you exactly what I know. I'm telling you what I know. Not what somebody told me, Mike. Now, I've got another one for you. So, if it's valued high on this end for the bank's purposes, how in the world are you going to lower it for tax purposes? You explain that one, Sherlock.
It's common practice, and you know.
Oh, does that make it legal? Is it legal?
But everybody
it is not.
It's policies and practices.
No, Mike. No, you Mike. That's called thievery.
You have to be fair across the board.
Oh, no, Mike. Fair?
So, Mike,
you cannot do that.
For the last
okay,
hour.
I tell you what. Did you tell the judge in New York to withdraw that $355 million fine that he has slapped on his butt? Because I think the judge knows a lot more about this than me or you do.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
No,
okay.
I'm
underpaid. I'm definitely underpaid.
That's horrendous to put that kind of money on somebody so that they just can go after an appeal.
Really?
To put that's punishment.
No, Mike.
You know, how many of us can do that kind of stuff? Can we? There's a whole lot of stuff I'd like to cover besides this because I really haven't had a chance.
Well, okay. Hey, Mike, brother. You cannot lie on a bank application. You cannot lie, and I know this for a fact, on an insurance application. That's against let me finish making my statement, then you can ask anything you want. You cannot lie, Mike. That is against the law. And then you cannot lie. You remind me of some of the Republicans here. Okay, always interfering. Okay, so anyway, my point that I'm getting to, if Mike would allow me to finish, is that then you go turn around and lie again to the tax auditor, to the tax authorities. Mike, you can't have it both ways.
I still have a question.
Well, and guess what? And he defrauded both. He defrauded.
I still have a question.
And I'm going to let you ask your question in a second, sir. Okay. You know, Mike is one of those guys, you know, when he was a kid. No, you didn't do that at home.
We are the same
way. Hey, mama and daddy, win. No, Mike. You can't.
Are we there yet?
Mike, Mike, ask your question. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
My question is this: listen very carefully.
I got my headphones on. Try putting yours on.
Whose responsibility is it, or was it, to verify the value of the property that they were going to make a loan on. Was it Trump's responsibility to verify the value of that property, or was it the bank that was going to give the loan based on the property value? Whose responsibility was it to verify the value of that property?
Hey, guess what? Yeah, good question. Good question. It was the banks, and let me tell you how they go about doing that. Hey, Mike, guess what? No, brother. Okay, your argument is over because I'm going to answer your question and tell you why you're still wrong. I'm going to tell you why you're still wrong, because it's the bank's responsibility to verify the valuation. You're exactly right about that. And how do they verify it? How do they verify it? They go to their accounting firms, Trump's accounting firms, for documents. Okay. And, their chief, financial officer, which is Alan Weisenberg, who spent time in prison and got to go back to prison for lying.
Spin it any way you want.
I'm not spinning it. I need Ann to come here and it throws down some judicial justice on you. Because, yeah, because I know Mike is dead wrong. And
Dow Jones website.
Go ahead.
There is something that addresses what you guys are talking about. It says, what is the threat of financial